Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, live on HBO, it's time!
Welcome to the Sporting Base where radio has never been better. Welcome, kids. If this is your first time, I go by the name of Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how you doing?
I'm good and you, man.
Great, man. I was about to say Calvin again. But listen, man, we got some exciting news for you. But firstly, we're gonna chat about a bit about what was the best show. So I'm going to put that first. Secondly, we're going to chat about the Dana White issue that is releasing over 60 fighters in the UFC before the end of 2020.
For real?
Yes, he is.
That's crazy.
So the first one just got released yesterday, but I'll tell you what is the name. And thirdly, the boxing match will be happening on the 23rd of February. I will tell you the name afterwards. I'll save the best for last.
You'd want to know, guys. I think
you do, because it's going to be an exciting fight, but me and Calvin know who is going to win this one.
You're
Like, this guy made a big mistake. And we will tell you why, like, after this. Those are the topics what we will be speaking about today. It's very, 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 very exciting topics. And I hope you will enjoy the talks that we're going to speak about. And please give some insights to us. Please comment on our Facebook page. Comment on our Instagram, ActiveFM777, yeah. Obviously. So we'll see you after this. Radio has never been better.
The most amazing presents.
Oh, your favorite show.
It's all on ActiveFM.
Radio has never been better.
Welcome back, where radio has never been better. This is the Sporting Base. So, what we're going to speak a bit about is the favorite topics in the Sporting Base. I don't know if you remember, Calvin, when the Sporting Base used to be the sports show.
The sports show.
Yes, you remember. It was a long time. Yeah. It was a long time ago. But I don't know if you realize this, that we've both been in the game for over eight years now.
For real?
Yeah, for real. Look, I've been in the game for like eight years now. I don't know about you, but I think
I've been there from. Well, I used to be in the Funny Truth.
Oh yes,
the show first. Yeah,
yes, the funny truth, man. That show was the bomb. I must say, but anyway, one of my favorite shows out there. We used to talk about bodybuilding, fitness. I'm not sure if you remember. Yes. And we used to have debates about. I think it was Mourinho, Cristiano Ronaldo, Messi. We used to have debates about that, and it was very, very interesting. And I don't know if you remember, there was one of our hosts here, a long time ago. I used to do a car show, by the way. I used to do a car show. Funny.
What show?
It was just called the car show. So I'd love to bring that show back. I used to be. Do the car show, but anyway, back to this to the sports show. I used to do I must say, like, when I started the Sporting Base, it was really hard for me. Because you're like, man, because at that time I never used to like sport. I was not a fan of sports that much, you know. But you know, as soon as I started talking about it, like, hey, it's like interesting. It's not only soccer. Yeah. It's like you get to know about rugby, you get to know about basketball, you get to know the politics that happen in the sports industry. Like, sure. Okay, this is happening. Okay, this is happening because this is happening. You get what I'm saying? And well, for the past 8 years, I got to understand in the sports industry, it's not very, very simple. Eh? Yeah. There's a lot of like politics, especially in the Premier League. the Premier League, I would say there's a lot of politics, there's a lot of backgrounds in there, but I'm not sure what it is though. But To be honest with you, there's a lot of politics that happen behind the, there's a many things that happen behind the scenes in sport, in the sports industry. There's the best players, there's the coaches and all. I remember when we're having this topic about José Mourinho being a bad coach in Manchester United. If not mistaken, it was Manchester United.
Yeah.
He was like, we were saying, Mourinho, he's going down the drain right now. And we lost hope for Mourinho at that time.
Yeah, no, we definitely, I think we, most we, of us did.
Most of us lost hope with Mourinho until he came to Tottenham, like, and Calvin said, like, okay, look, I think he's going to do better in Tottenham. Let's see what changes.
He's been doing better.
I mean, Tottenham is way far now, but look, Tottenham, man, is doing very well, but when he wasn't doing so well in Manchester United, you'd be like, whoa, okay, he's moving to Tottenham. We started doubting, like, okay, how is he going to do? Is he going to change things? Because he has so much experience. He has coached, like, the best teams. Yeah. The best teams. You get what I'm saying? So he has coached Cristiano Ronaldo, by the way, because they're from the same they're from the same country called Portugal.
Oh.
Yes, they're from the same country. And I think he was a coach for Sporting as well. And Cristiano Ronaldo used to play for that team. So he was the coach there. So it was pretty interesting. And there were so many topics I could remember. But I could remember we were doing like fitness and bodybuilding episode. I remember we were giving people advice as to what to do in the fitness industry and how to get into the fitness industry. Who should you look at? I think that was my favorite one. But I like the debates more. The debate shows more.
I also enjoyed the debate.
I really enjoyed the debate shows more. We used to like interact. It says, okay, why is this guy the best and why is this guy the worst? So anyway, the second news we want to tell is that Dana White, I just got informed yesterday that Dana White is releasing 60 UFC fighters before the end of 2020.
What?
Because of
that's
the COVID-19. And one of the fighters he released was Yoel Romero. And Yoel Romero is 44 years old. So I understand that, look, he's old. He has to, like,
well, he still had the game. Just, I didn't understand Romero's fighting style. You know?
Nobody understands it.
He was good,
but nobody understands his fighting style. And most of his opponents say that when you hit him, he hits like stone. And Tony met Paulo Costa.
Yeah.
Paulo Costa whipped him, man.
I remember that was a crazy exchanging fight.
I believe he was like, okay, Romero's going to bring his A game. He always brings his end game.
Yeah.
Now, you are not expecting that from Paulo Costa. He was giving shots after shots. You're like, whoa, okay. Now, and we knew that, you know what, Paulo Costa is not going to give Adesanya a walk in the park. Apparently, that changed because Adesanya actually, like, knocked him out and all.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty, pretty interesting. But Dana White, he already released Yoel Romero. I don't know who is he going to release, but he's not going to. The champions will still stay, but he's going to release.
Please, let's hope so. We don't want the champions
to stay because.
Oh, the
like the fight
champions.
Yes, the ex champions because
they still have opportunities to.
But the question is, man. The question I ask myself since this thing came, like. If they release the best fighters, will the UFC ever be the same again?
I don't think so, because now you're releasing like fighters that okay, Yoel, had a big profile. He's quite big.
Yes.
And obviously now his supporters need to adjust, which, I don't know, for me, kind of, he's understandable. He's at that age where he's close to his 50. He should
be
retiring. Now, for instance, let's say they release someone like Robert Whittaker.
Robert Whittaker.
I mean, already.
Kamaru Usman, yes.
It's already boring, you know.
I'm like, whoa, okay, why are you guys releasing these guys? I mean,
I think a lot of people will, in fact, lose interest in watching
this. They will definitely lose interest because, we understand there's new kids in the game they want to come in. But at the same time, there's these guys that made the UFC possible. You get what I'm saying? The best knockouts. I mean the most of the fastest knockouts come from the new people.
Yeah.
But they bring the experience. Like Amanda Nunes, she has two titles.
Yep.
Two.
Yeah.
Two titles in the women's division, and she's the first one in the UFC history to have two titles.
Didn't she
She didn't relinquish them. No,
she didn't.
She didn't. But they're still speaking to her about that. But she is thinking of relinquishing the UFC titles. But I'll need to get more information about that. Yeah. But Dana White needs to confirm that because he is the president of the UFC. But Dana White is making very tough decisions right now. Because he didn't release those guys.
Well, the next question is, because you know you do get fighters who don't want to retire and you need to force them, you know.
Yes.
For their kids' sake, whatever the case may be.
Yes.
But do you think in this case where Dana is doing this, it's an age issue or it's time or
I think it's number one, pandemic. The pandemic affected him financially. Second, I think it's age issue.
Okay.
I think what is he doing? He's doing is that, okay, the guys that reach 40 and upwards, they can go. Because health-wise, it's going to be a problem.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? So, if I'm not mistaken, the light heavyweight champion, he's going into his 40s. Luckily, he's going into his 40s, but he's not in his 40s. I think it's like 35.
Yeah.
But the releasing guys are like 40 and up. That's what I think Dana's doing. But we'll need to find out next year as to who has Dana White released. Now, I'm curious now, who is he going to release? Like, I mean, will he release Kamaru Usman? Will he release Adesanya?
Are they're releasing in every division, eh?
It's not only one division. I think he's releasing ex-champions. That's the third thing. He's releasing ex-champions that maybe they're not performing well. You get what I'm saying? Look, I never watched WWE for a while, but during this year, our wrestlers got released. If you're not performing well, Mr. McMahon is like the CEO. So he says, if you don't perform well, get out of my company. Straight. Like, yo. Now, this is hectic. Very, very hectic. Now, but what Dana White is doing is like he's very, very cautious with these decisions. But now, WWE, it's not the case. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not saying... they're two different sports.
Yeah.
Two very, very, very different. But you see, in the UFC, you got to be very cautious. You got to think about people's financial issues because many people put the hearts in the game.
Definitely.
Many people put the hearts in this game. You get
and
what
I
I'm
see
saying?
Also another issue that's been going here in the cricket is that England, who are supposed to be traveling to play
as South Africa.
To play us basically the spring South Africa. They under quarantine basically. If I can put it that way.
If I'm not mistaken, two people in England were tested positive.
Yes.
So they're making the final decision tomorrow as to are they going to play Wednesday or they're going to schedule the match to 2021.
Yep.
Because I don't know if you know that the UK, no, England. England is currently under lockdown right now. So I'm not sure if they're going to travel, but they'll make the final decision tomorrow.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So now,
the players, guys? I don't know
who's the players. They never announced the players, shockingly. But
so they basically now they're all in one warehouse, in their warehouse, waiting for results. Whether that will tell them whether they're going on the tour
or they're not going on the tour. But
or they could be flying back home on Thursday.
Oh, definitely. But here's the interesting topic now. Mayweather, Floyd Money Mayweather, as they like to call him, will be fighting a guy by the name of Paul Logan.
Okay, before we get there, I think we should discuss this.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I don't know what you think, but I'm excited, man. I'm looking forward to Tottenham. I'm looking
Tottenham.
Forward.
Okay, so you want to discuss Tottenham
first?
The Premier League.
Because...
Yes.
Congrats to Arsenal. destroyed Wolves. They beat
They Wolves destroyed Wolves
4-0.
Yes. So sure.
It was a victory to Arsenal. So
and Tottenham destroyed who now? Since you're so excited.
Tottenham destroyed Arsenal.
Oh, how much? 2-0. Look, it's not so bad.
It's not bad.
Well, but 6-7, 8-0 will be like, well, okay.
And Crystal Palace on the other side won 5-1.
Sure. Against who?
West Bromwich.
West Brom. Okay.
No, it is a big team. It's quite
West Brom?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Look, I've never seen a West Brom play, but I think I need to look at these teams.
And Leicester City also won 2-1 against Sheffield United.
Yeah. I think I need to look at these small teams.
No, it's not a small team.
It's not a small team.
I dispute.
Oh my gosh!
It's not a small team.
Oh man. Okay. So back to Logan Paul. Or Paul Logan. Okay, still the same. But anyway, this 25-year-old Logan Paul is fighting Floyd Money Mayweather on the 23rd of February 2021. And like I said in the beginning, we both know that Mayweather is going to kill Paul Logan.
Yeah, no.
Because he fought young people before and still dominated. But I'm not going to ask any questions about who's going to win, who's going to... We both know that we both know that Mayweather is going to make it. He's going to win this fight because I think he fought a Chinese guy.
Sorry, I didn't hear you properly. I was busy reading. I disagree on you with that one.
You disagree?
Look, no. I don't know. Honestly, this is how I judge that guy. I don't know, guys. Sometimes it's wrong, but now at this point in time,
okay,
I was going with my gut.
Okay, so are you saying?
I don't know this guy. Probably I know him through, but looking at him now at his picture, I would say I don't know him. What's his name?
Paul Logan.
So I don't know if
Please look at his fights and judge.
I don't know Paul Logan.
No,
but looking at the pictures and both of them. I don't know. I think also he has a lot of advantage when it comes to weight. Mayweather is past halfway here. He's probably 46, 47?
Yeah, probably like 46, 47. And this guy is 25 years old. 25.
Well, he's not even halfway of Mayweather's age, you know. He's just under halfway. So I think he's going to definitely beat Mayweather. And he's a young guy. He's fit. You can definitely see that he's fit.
Yes, I do have his pictures here, and his name is Logan Alexander Paul. He's an American YouTuber, internet personality, actor, and boxer, as well as posting his own YouTube channel as they run impulsive broadcast since November 2018, which currently has 2.6 million followers on YouTube.
Please, who was Mayweather's latest fight? It was a Chinese guy. And he was also very young.
That's exactly what I was going to say to you. He beat that guy.
That guy looked like, honestly, in my opinion, yes. I don't think that guy had much experience in boxing. I think he's been tested.
Yes.
And he won a couple of his matches.
It's like McGregor.
I think
now.
It happens with every coach, and then they think, this is the next hero. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, no.
And that's why I think that's why they put him against Mayweather, because you don't just get to fight Mayweather. Mm. I think he was good from wherever he was fighting boxing.
Do you know what sucks? It's not a title fight. It's just an exhibition match. It's going to be
there was also an exhibition match.
It's just an exhibition. Like they both going to get money at the end of the day and lots. That Logan Paul, I think after this is going to say, at least I fought Mayweather, whether I win or I lose.
I think Logan Paul's going to trash Mayweather.
Oh, no. He's slow now. Wait, okay.
Imagine that's like Mike Tyson now fighting that guy. That's how I'm looking at it.
Well, age.
Mike Tyson was 53 years old and John.
Yes.
John was 51. So Mike Tyson was older, but it was a draw, which I honestly thought it was not a draw after watching that thing.
Okay.
Mike Tyson was the dominator, so he was supposed to win. But anyway.
So you're saying like Logan's going to beat Mayweather because of age, because he has experience.
Moving body, being able to do. I think they well, you need to take into consideration the stuff that Mayweather, like moving around, backing, the stuff that he wouldn't be able to do now.
Exactly.
And he, one thing I'll bet you for sure, he's not as fast as he used to be.
So, oh, okay, nah, I get your point. Yeah.
That guy is young. He's freaking 25. 25 versus a 40-something year old and past.
I mean, tell me what you think, please. Because do you think Logan is the first guy to beat Mayweather? Calvin is saying...
I don't know. I'm going to do my research, guys.
Please.
I'm going to look up Logan.
Logan. Please look at his fights and look at Mayweather's fights. And please he's see and say, actor, okay. Hey. He's an actor and he's a YouTuber which holds 2.6 million followers. Man, he's doing a lot. But I think he didn't quit boxing. He took a break from boxing to focus full time on YouTube, and he's the best friend of a rapper named KSI. Now KSI is also used to be a boxer. He's best friends with Anthony Joshua as well. KSI also, he was a boxer before, but he went into full time YouTube, and he's a very, very successful guy. Like Anthony Joshua knows him very, very well. That guy was a light heavyweight, so he's the John Jones in boxing. You get what I'm saying? So anyway, that will be it for today. And if you want to listen to some more shows, if you want to listen to our shows or more of our shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za or catch us on Instagram, Facebook, on ActiveFM 777, which is Calvin.
The number of heaven.
Of course. Now, it's been good. It's been real. Thank you for listening, taking your time to listen to us. But unfortunately, we got to go. But the good news is we're going to see you next week. Same time, same place. From myself and Calvin, we're saying peace out and God bless. This is the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better.
Active FM, radio has never been better.